Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party trending with 13.23% in the urban local bodies election in Nagaland. Chief Minister Nipiro calls for creating positive environment to enable increase in investments. Union Home Minister Mitra says the country is adopting best practices in disaster management. And National Testing Agency announces fresh dates for UGC NET, CSIR, UGC NET and NCET examinations. Now the news in detail. In the urban local bodies election in Nagaland, Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, is trending with 13.23% of vote share, followed by Independent garnering 10.32% till the filing of this report. As of now, NDPP has won 92 seats, NPF 12, BJP 8, INC 5, JDU 5, NPP 4, LJP 2, and 39 independent candidates. The State Election Commission informed that 7 women candidates have won in unreserved seats. Nzanhoni Ai Muji, age 22, from BJP, became the youngest female candidate to win the ULP poll under Ward 1, Pandari Down Council, and Nathan Kent, age 25, from JDU, was the youngest male candidate from Ward 5 under Zeminu Town Council, while Sepulia, aged 71, from NDPP, was the oldest female candidate to win from Ward 6 under Beren Town Council. Earlier, 64 candidates have been declared elected unopposed. The overall poll percentage for all municipalities after the final update stands at 81.98%. The counting of votes to the ULP elections was held in 16 counting centres spread across 10 districts. Chief Minister Nipiro has congratulated Shoppers Stop on launching its first store in Nagaland. In a social media post, he said its coming to the state is a sign of progress and development. Rio called upon the people of Nagaland to create a positive environment to enable an increased investments that will boost the economy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that country is adopting best practices in disaster management and National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, should always aim for zero casualty in the wake of any disaster. Speaking at a flag-in ceremony of mountaineering expedition Vijay, Shah said, "Today, not only in India, but wherever there is a disaster in the world, people of the country and the world look towards NDRF. He said, "No matter how adverse the situation is, if a NDRF Jawan is standing there, then the morale of the people trapped in the disaster increases manifold." The Union Home Minister said the Narendra Modi government has left no stone unturned in modernizing the NDRF. On the occasion, Shah announced that the government has approved a risk and hardship allowance for NDRF Jawans. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has announced fresh dates for cancelled and postponed examinations. In a notification issued, the NTA said the UGC NET June 2024 examination will now be held between 21st of August and 4th of September. The University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET, was cancelled a day after being conducted on 18th of this month as the Education Ministry received inputs that the integrity of the exam was compromised. The UGC NET is a test to determine the eligibility for the award of Junior Research Fellowship for appointment of assistant professors and admission to PhD courses. Joined the CSIR UGC NET June 2024 examination, which was postponed as a preemptive measure, will now be held from 25th to 27th of July. The Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, UGC NET, is accepted for PhD admissions in Chemical Sciences, Earth, Atmospheric, Ocean and Planetary Sciences, Life Sciences, Mathematical Sciences and Physical Sciences. The National Common Entrance Test, NCET, for admission to the four-year integrated teacher education program, which was also postponed, will now be conducted on 10th of July. The NTA said that the All India Youth Postgraduate Entrance Test 2024 will be held as per its actual schedule on 6th of next month. The NDA has advised the candidates to visit its official website www.nda.ac.in for further information. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Press Information Bureau, PIB, Kohima, Minister of Information and Broadcasting, today conducted a one-day media workshop, Vardalab, at Kohima, focusing on three new criminal laws. The three new criminal laws discussed are Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023. Addressing the event, a special guest, editor of NEPS News, Okenjid Sandam, expressed reservations about the new criminal laws in the light of Article 371A, which grants special status to Nagaland, potentially creating conflicts. He also highlighted the unresolved Naga political issue and emphasized that criminal law, unlike civil code, deals with law and order complexities. Sandam further discussed challenges posed by laws like the Armed Forces Special Powers Act and sedition laws which can infringe on people's rights and press freedom. He, however, expressed delight that all the outdated criminal laws were replaced, although the new laws are similar, yet some kind of punishments were reduced. Resource person, DIG Range, Kohima Unil Kichu, emphasized that the criminal justice system, originally based on the Indian Penal Code of 1860 and the Criminal Procedure Code 1973, has evolved over time through a series of amendments. He explained that the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023 Indian Justice Code, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 Indian Citizens Security Code, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam Indian Evidence Code were recently passed by Parliament. Kichu underscored the importance of these new laws in adopting the changing times, particularly advancements in science and technology. He highlighted the need for systematic, simple, transparent, fair and just laws as foundational principles envisioned by the new codes. The police officer noted that 75% of prisoners are under trials due to delays in the justice system, emphasizing the urgency of the reforms included in the new laws set to take effect from 1st of July. Earlier Assistant Director of PIB, Kohima, K. Sunikumar Singh, delivering the opening remarks, clarified that the names of the new laws are in Sanskrit, not Hindi, replacing old British laws. The event was attended by media officials, students from Kohima Law College, and students of journalism and mass communication. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in a Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, is conducting searches at seven different places in Gujarat, including in Ahmedabad and Kotra districts, in connection with a case related to alleged irregularities in NEET UG exam. On Thursday, CBI had arrested two individuals in Patna in the case. And now, Trend News, here are the headlines again. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, trending with 13.23% in urban local bodies election in Nagaland. Chief Minister Nipiro calls for creating positive environment to enable increase in investments. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says country is adopting best practices in disaster management. A national testing agency announces fresh dates for UGCNET, CSIR, UGCNET and NCET examinations. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.